Okay. Hey Google, what's today's date?
It's Tuesday, April 16th, 2024.
Hey Google, what time is it?
5:28 p.m.
Okay. So I wanted to let my listeners know that I added another page to my website, NicolaWarren.com. It's NicolaWarren.com. It's a FYI page. I also posted one of my other static energy science experiments as well on my static energy science experiment page. I plan to do several over the next couple of months. Some of them I've already done like years before. But like I said, I was not posting some of my discoveries. I wasn't posting them publicly. I was just playing around. So my science projects, let's just say they'll escalate in what will be shown. I just have to wait for the right time of the month and the right day and the right hour. Because there's certain times of the month, certain times of the day, and certain times of the hour that my body happens to be more static. Can anyone guess what times those are? Okay, so moving on. The other thing I wanted to say is, as of right now, my book is exclusively available on Amazon Kindle. And right now, Kindle is saying that only 13 pages of my manuscript have been read. It's been saying that for like a couple of months. I got a 56 cents check from Japan's royalties. And I think it's lying to me. My podcast is telling me, well, Podbean said that one person listened to my podcast yesterday and then three people listened to it today. Apple is telling me, I think it has like eight or nine people have listened to my podcast. So I decided I'm just going to be looking at my stats and posting it publicly, because this is what I call Grand Theft Auto. The rich keep getting richer and the poor are getting poorer. The gap is getting wider, the have and the have nots. I have biotech in my body and someone uses the biotech on me every day. I keep getting solicited for opportunities that really put me in a more vulnerable position because of the way that some bad actors choose to use the biotech. So I feel like someone is trying to push a narrative that they don't yet have under control. And what I call control is it has to correspond with our U.S. law, our human rights, our civil rights, dignity, and respect. So the biotech as of right now isn't being used that way by certain people, by unknown people, by bad actors. But then they want to push a narrative to me that leans more towards communism, where communism is they own your property, not your body. But if they see your body as property, then they feel like they own that too. So you want to reap the rewards or the benefits of my labor as a utility at the same time while you have been misusing my body. That just to me reminds me of 1865. So what I'm trying to say is I've said before, I would have had no reason to put the secrets of this biotech out in the street if I was being treated right. If I was living right, if I was being treated with dignity, if it wasn't being used to hurt me, there would be no need for me to tell the secrets, right? Because one, I never consented. Two, it was snuck in my body. And then the whole thing is what I've done is I've survived it. like I said, it's an untailored suit, and I've been tailoring it, and I've been like trimming and cutting off the pieces that just, I feel like, don't align with our democracy. I'm pretty much dictating how this biotech will be used in the future because it's in my body. Regardless if people abide or listen or not, I feel like I'm like one of the first, and I feel like they got, it's all fucked up. They don't, you know, like what they're doing is all fucked up. There's no legislation. There's no regulation. There's no oversight. There's no guidelines. There's no parameters. There, it was a fishing expedition, and now it's time to, like what I say in my manuscript, we have, humans have an innate need to create order out of chaos. So the body and the pain that has been inflicted on me by way of this biotech has been chaos. And I've been ordering it as far as trying how I tolerate, how I cope, how I choose to behave, regardless of the fact that I'm feeling all these things, these, some of it adverse, some of it communications, and some of it, you know, incidental, whatever. I'm still, it's in my body. It's part of my existence. So it's kind of like, in order for me, you know, I can't run from my body. I say that all the time. I can't run from my body. So, and my body is like a representative of me, you know what I mean? I said something really out there, and I don't know if I should say it now, but I feel like I look at things differently now. And sort of like, I'm really in that gestalt realm, because it's like with this biotech in my body, it makes you, in the pain that I've had to overcome, it makes you take less for granted. So you take less for granted. And then the boredom that coexists around me while I'm trying to, you know, survive, because it's kind of like my life is boring, but this biotech is always communicating with me all the time. Like just now while I'm doing this live post, I just got like burnt, like this numbness burning on the side of my head. It started and then it stopped. And this is all while I'm doing this recording. Earlier I had said something, it was a bad joke, but I had said something in my room when I was watching the news, and I got burned for it because I had made a joke. It was a bad joke. But something was being said on the news about something. And I said, yeah, you know, Trump said that he was going to drain the swamp. What I said was, I said, Trump said he was going to drain the swamp. It looked like he went swimming in the swamp, and some things were revealed to him in the darkness. And I said, that swamp that he said he was going to drain, it looks like it's drowning him. Like, it was a bad joke, but that's how I felt. I felt like he kept saying, I'm going to drain the swamp. And I'm like, that swamp that you said you was going to drain, it looks like it's drowning you. And I said that in the darkness, while you were swimming through the swamp, it revealed some things. And I felt like we were playing a chess game of hypocrisy. I felt like I've been feeling that way since 2015. And then I said something like, does anyone care about the truth? You know, does anyone care about the truth? And I said, I don't think so, because I said, I feel like the truth or the intent has been hijacked. So certain people feel like the truth doesn't matter anymore. Our purpose and intent has been hijacked. So the truth is now irrelevant. And then I said that our court systems and our justice systems have never been centered around the truth. It's been a chess game of who has the best attorneys, who knows the law better, who can structure their legal argument in a way to either prove or disprove someone's claims or complaints. The truth doesn't matter. Meaning there are people who are innocent that are in jail because they had bad attorneys that weren't good at playing chess with our laws. We have innocent people. We have guilty people that have gotten off because they had good attorneys that were chess players and were able to structure a defense that allowed them to get off. The truth was never the point. The truth has never been the point of our justice system. Like, no, and I realized that for the 9 years that I've had this biotech in my body and how, you know, someone uses it on me. Like, I got burned earlier for saying it. Like, I said it out loud in my room. My middle fingers got buzzed. I got burned at the top of my head and I still kept talking. And I was like, you're proving my point. I'm in my bedroom by myself watching the news, making a comment, giving my opinion. And then someone didn't like what I was saying. So then they like burned me and then buzzed my middle fingers, like trying to say, fuck you too. And I'm like, ditto, fuck you too. Like, it's not gonna make me bend the knee. Like, the pain matches my resolve. It's a match. So it's kind of like, I walk and talk through the pain. It doesn't intimidate me anymore. It just, and matter of fact, it lets me know that you heard me. Good. I mean, like, I feel like you are invading my privacy. You are violating my civil rights. You are violating my human rights. And if you don't like what I'm saying, you don't have to listen. Like, I'm on my podcast now, but before I wasn't even on my podcast. So I was just like, the pain is, it's not going to make me bend the knee. You know, I literally dare whoever does this to me to turn it up and watch me still say, do, go, whatever the fuck I want. Like, that's not how we're using the biotech. And so that's what I mean by you want to push forward an initiative and a narrative of, you know, sending me these opportunities at a time where you're still trying, you're still using the biotech in an undignified, subjugated, subjected manner, which to me surpasses communism. It's something that we have not yet defined. It's not, communism is not even it. It's something worse than it. Like, you, how can you send me these job opportunities? And when I say certain things, you're like burning me and then buzzing my middle fingers and then burning the top of my head. And then you're stretching out my rectum hole. Like, you do, like, that's the mock, like calling me an asshole, you know, like if I say or do something. So you want to have your cake and eat it too. And it doesn't align the way you're using the biotech, the way that bad actors are using the biotech doesn't align with our democracy, which a lot of people should know that my body was the first one to get the memo of that. Maybe that's not what we're going to have moving forward. You know, maybe we're not going to have that moving forward. I don't feel like I'm living in a republic or a democracy. I don't feel that way based on the way that the biotech has been allowed to be used and without any accountability, without any legislation, without any regulation, without any oversight, without any payment of due process, like payment for my civil rights and my human rights being violated, even the fact that it was snuck in my body without due diligence, due process, without consent, and there's been no repercussions as far as I'm concerned, and no payment of restitution to me for a violation of what I would call U.S. law. So to me, my body was the first one to get the memo. And even in the same breath, someone says, well, you say you're not afraid of the biotech. I'm not afraid of the biotech. I've had to survive it for 9 years. It's part of my existence. I am now an artificially augmented human. I'm more concerned about the way the biotech is used. I'm more concerned about who's using it. And I'm more concerned about why they're using it. And because it's in my body, I feel like I have to be an advocate. No one told me to be an advocate. No one asked me to be an advocate and no one paid me to be an advocate. I'm an advocate because it's in my body, because it was snuck in my body. Meaning I've elected myself because you snuck it in my body. If it wasn't snuck in my body, then I wouldn't have an opinion because it would be none of my business. It's my business because it's in my body. So I'm going to say what I think should happen, regardless if anyone listens or agrees or not, because I believe that this, what they've done to me, is the beginning. I believe we're at the beginning of a new frontier. I believe that our world is literally changing before our eyes. I believe that our map is about to be restructured. We're on the cuff of it. Like, we're literally on a cuff of some dramatic changes. And if we don't humble ourselves in a way that is smart for the survival of nations. We're in trouble. I really feel that way. I even what's going on in every time they show Gaza on the map, like even white evangelical Christians, I don't care what religion you are, you look at that map that they show on that news of Jerusalem, of Gaza, of all the things that we know from the Bible. Like if you sat in church even 2 hours out of your life and listen to the sermons, regardless if it's a black pastor, a white pastor, regardless if you're Jewish or regardless if you're Muslim, we all know that this is a problem here. And then this whole thing of, you know, sneaking biotech in people's bodies and then using it to rape women with it. We know, like you have, like, though, it doesn't matter if you're religious, if you're an atheist, it doesn't matter who you are. You know that there's a problem here, right? There's a problem. There is a problem here. And I feel like there's so much chaos that no one's willing to say anything. And I'm going to say something because it's in my body. It was snuck in my body. And I believe that with AI and with, I saw an article yesterday and I was like, here we go again with these smart, rich coders trying to remove themselves from accountability. But like this article was saying, you know, they're firing a lot of people from these tech companies. I forget what the article, it was on Google. It was like a really big article and I read it and I laughed, but it wasn't funny. And they were saying that a lot of the tech companies are firing a lot of their coders and designers because they don't need them. And the reason why they don't need them is because now AI, artificial intelligence, is writing code for them. So the AI is so intelligent that they no longer need coders to code and design. And it was a little scary when I was reading it because I was like, okay, so you created a machine that will now write the things that we're dependent upon for us, right? And I was like, okay, and so now you don't need the coders and designers. Okay, so I was just thinking, but I was thinking about all the stuff that's wrong with the coding and designing that you're presently doing now, how there's no one looking, how there's no one that knows, how you're not even asking questions, but you're allowing it to be integrated and used within society without accountability for its abuses. So I always said that AI in my eyes, it means without accountability by individuals. Without accountability by individuals. It's not my fault. AI wrote it. It is your fault because AI can't be AI without coders and designers writing to create AI, which AI then becomes a platform that will then create all these algorithms faster than a human that could code even more. But I just feel like, where's the legislation? Where's the regulation? Where's the accountability? Like, that's where I'm more in the realm of, okay, this sounds great, but the danger of it, there's no one doing the checks on the things that you're doing and creating, you know? And I think about that because of the way I got hurt today because I said something that I thought was funny. I do feel like he didn't drain the swamp. It looks like he's drowning in it. And maybe it's because when he was swimming in the swamp, he saw some things that now this has been a chess match of hypocrisy. Like hypocrisy, everyone knows what hypocrisy is. So it's like a chess match. Like they're not really concerned about the truth. It's who can put who in check faster as a hypocrite, you know? I said hypocrisy is Mount Everest in the United States of America. It's Mount Everest. I've been waiting 9 years for someone to tell the truth. And it just seems like we just keep getting piled on with more lies and chaos. And then someone is able to like hurt me. And then I'm like, I hardly have any money on top of it. So in the car, I was like, where's my money for being able to remote control my pussy for 9 years against my will and without my consent? Where's my money? Where is my money? So it's, and it, the thing is, I'm saying it in a just street way. Like I, this is more street the way I'm saying it. But if you go to my FYI on my website, NIKOLAWARREN.com, if you click on the video that I included on my FYI, which some may have seen before, but I just think you will find it quite interesting. Someone else who I feel like is, like what she said, a legend, says it in a more eloquent way. The same thing that I'm saying. It's, she just said she, and she is called, she's a legend. So I'm just kind of like, what? I don't even know how this is even able to happen on U.S. soil. It doesn't make any sense to me. I don't know who is listening to what I say in my bedroom and hurting me. You know, I've even said, and I've said that, you know, I don't know if Trump has anything to do with my surgery. I mean, honestly, I don't. I don't. If people would think that I do, I don't. My surgery was in 2015. He was not president in 2015. I don't know. But I know that when he was president, he had to know who I was. But Obama also had to know who I was because I filed complaints in DC, lots of them. So that's just 100% the truth. I've been through 3 presidents with this biotech in my body, and not much has changed about the way it's been used on me. There's not been much accountability. The only thing that's changed is that I have impacted channels that I feel like are more elite as far as how I present myself. Even in my manuscript, I wrote that manuscript after entering the PhD program at Walden because I realized that the elites are who designed and created this technology, and they only listen to certain things or certain people, and it usually has to come at them a certain way. And, you know, I really learned about that whole peer review articles when it comes to science, technology, and research, how they respect that. And so I was just like, okay, you want me to write a book? I'm like, in my mind, I'm thinking, okay, I have a lot to say. I've been doing research for a really long time. I can write. I'm a writer. I have a bachelor's and I have a master's. I can write. You want me to use peer reviewed science research and theorists to explain and express and connect all the dots as to why we should be very concerned about this biotech that they snuck in my body and the psychology of it. And it's more than just the psychology of it. You know, how it, the physics of it. I talk about physics, a lot of physics. My manuscript is highly technical when it talks about the psychology, the physical feeling, the emotional feeling, and also the physics of this technology. I talk about all of that in my manuscript. But, it pushed me to say, okay, I have to reach people that know better. Because clearly the people that did this don't fucking know better. And I'm like, they never even asked. They're pushing buttons and they don't even know how it feels. You know, they're pushing buttons that affect my body, the inside of my body. They don't know how it feels to me physically. They don't know how it feels to me emotionally. They don't know how I'm going to respond to it socially. They don't know how it's affecting me cognitively. They don't care. They put this shit in my body and they're doing all these things to me, and they have no reference as to how it's affecting me in all these different ways. So what do I need to do to get to these so-called smart people? Some of them are fucking morons, choosing what happens to other people's bodies with their code design and surgical procedures at my expense and their profit. How do I get to these people? Because I know that not everyone in the medical field is a bad person. I know that not everyone in the medical field is immoral. I know that not everyone in the medical field is a fucking moron. So I said, let them all read it. But yeah, Amazon is saying only 13 pages of my manuscript had been read in the USA, and Japan gave me a 56 cent check royalties. And my book is exclusively available on Amazon, Kindle Unlimited. And I know that a lot of people read my manuscript. And I said that the president of Ukraine read my words on the stage next to President Biden when he said that whoever controls the sky controls the world. I wrote that in my manuscript because I was talking about how everything that we use is dependent upon the electromagnetic spectrum and the electromagnetic waves, everything we use. I mean, from our cell phones to our bank accounts to the way that we communicate with one another, now our bodies, our homes, that if someone can manipulate and interfere with the electromagnetic spectrum, you know, like radio flash, they cut the power. And even that movie that came out recently with Kevin Bacon in it, was it Leave the World Behind? I feel like parts of that book was really taken from my manuscript, because when I have this whole section where I kind of like lay out real fast all the things that we use that are dependent upon the electromagnetic spectrum. And my point in saying that is, like, people would say, no, duh, right? No, duh. We know this. This is not right. But I feel like, right, no, duh, we know this. But I think it's important that we know we need to make it tangible and visible, because there are bad actors who know how to manipulate it in a way that's causing ripple effects, catastrophic ripple effects within our society. That it's now a tangible thing now, meaning we're so dependent upon it. It is so important that we know how it's being used and who's using it. And I went into the whole thing about the biotech being in my body, how these electromagnetic waves hit my skin, how it communicates at the speed of light undetected, how hurt people. You don't even know what's happening within your environment, but these, and that's where I talk about the alternate realities, the coexisting realities, how two people can be in the same environment and have coexisting realities, and a lot of it is being controlled by electromagnetic waves. Why? It doesn't just affect your body if someone has this biotech in your body, but it affects everything in your environment. And if it's being manipulated in a way to cause harm, you won't even know what happened. And I wanted to know from the coders and the designers, do you even know who is attacking me right now? Do you know that I'm at the school, sitting at a volleyball game or sitting at a basketball game? Do you know that someone is using your design and your code to do bad things with it? Is there anyone that is even looking to make sure that I'm safe and that I'm okay? Or are you just trusting that regardless of what happens to me, I'm going to do the right thing, regardless of how I'm hurt or how I feel, I'm going to do the right thing? I did do the right thing regardless of what someone was doing to me, because of my Stephen Covey, my 7 Habits of Highly Effective People, and because I'm a Christian. I realized that I was saying that too much when I was listening to some of my, I'm a Christian too. I mean, and I don't even want to say that like that, that I'm a Christian too. I am a Christian. I believe it's by God's grace that I even made it this far, feeling the kind of pain that I have felt in the last 9 years, not just physical, but emotional. And everything that has been done to me, and then even living like this in the financial situation that I'm currently in. And then these platforms like Amazon they make billions of dollars. Are you censoring my manuscript? Are you blocking? 'Cause I know that people have read my manuscript. I know that they have. Why are you telling me only 13 pages of my manuscript were read? I don't believe that. That's a lie. The same thing is Spotify told me. I have screenshots, so I'm not even making this stuff up. Spotify said that when my podcast that I've had for a long time, they gave me data saying that 3 people listen to my podcast on Spotify. 3 people. That's what they said. 3 people listen to my podcast. Amazon said 13 people, 13 pages of my manuscript were read. Apple said that 8 people listened to my last time I checked, they said that 8 people listened to my Apple podcast. And like, you should see my kitchen and bathroom. You should see the ceiling in my kitchen and my back porch. You should see my bathroom. You should see. And I'm like, these platforms are, they're billionaires. They're millionaires. I'm like, isn't it enough that you snuck biotech in my body for 9 years? Isn't that why are you now? And then I remember for years when I had this biotech on my body, all these people were coming on the news, white, black people, you know, talking about the book that they wrote and the proceeds and the royalties that they made, you know, not even, and I was just like, you know, one day I'll write a book. In my mind, I was thinking one day, you know, I'll write a book. I was waiting for the minute or time that this would be over for me. And I was like, maybe I'll write a book. And so I was like, no, you need to write it now, because they're taking your words out of your recordings and they're making movies off of your ideas from your recordings. Like even Phoenix, X-Men Phoenix, he took my lines verbatim from my 2015 and 2016 recordings and put Charles, when he spoke to Phoenix, and Phoenix, she had the fire in her, you know, she was on fire, whatever he said. But I felt like I felt like it was like, at the time I wasn't offended. I was kind of like, oh, I felt special, I guess. I felt like whatever you said, they must've been listening. You said something good. And I felt like it was social activism. I said, maybe they're telling me, you know, they know. 'Cause in my mind, I'm thinking this will be over for me soon. You know, like the black tenant trucks from the FBI are going to come up to my house and they're going to say, we know, Miss Warren, what Allegheny Health Network did to you. We know how bad you've been hurt. We're here to help you. That just never happened. That never happened. But I did, when I seen my words being put in these films, I was thinking that they were like, that there was like some big investigation going on, like Germany, like Hitler, like when, like, 'cause you know, like when I think about Hitler, and I think about the Nazis in Germany, it was a really several years of infiltration and investigation by, it was a long-winded operation to take out the Nazis, because they had infiltrated they had overtaken not just their country, but several countries. So how do you rid countries, not one country, but countries, of a mentality that commits genocide and oppression? Like, you know, because it's like you know, like when you have peer pressure or something, or like when you have conformity in a neighborhood. A neighborhood is one thing, but can you imagine having a mentality overtake not just your neighborhood, but the whole fucking country, and not just the whole fucking country, but countries that believe in genocide of a certain group of people? Do you know how hard it would be to win? How do you win a war when everyone around you don't know who you're fighting? The person, you know, like your neighbor might be a Nazi, you know? So I felt like, is that what we're dealing with? Like, you know, with this biotech. And then I felt like as the biotech was in my body, the ideas behind it as I was tailoring it were changing, because I felt like, okay, if they don't use this to rape women, then maybe if they don't use this to, you know, cause harm and burn and stab and twist ligaments, if they don't use it to power trip, power play, and, you know, create a confederacy, then maybe, you know, like that was me tailoring it, me saying, okay, this is tolerable. This didn't hurt. Okay. I felt this is a commun, you know, you're communicating and it didn't hurt me. Okay. So if we're going to use it this way, then okay. You know, but then I'm like, Nicola, some of your end users don't use it that way. There's a lot of them that are using it this way, and this could be happening to more people. So you still have to communicate both the good, the bad, the ugly, and the worst. You know, like you can't just, and so that's what I did. But I felt like the elites were taking the good parts and they were owning that as part of their moving forward. And then I was being strong-armed in a way where I can only talk about the negative. And I'm like, you learned both from me. You were observing me with this on both ends. Why do you want me just to be the poster child for this bad part that you're using it? And then why am I still living here in poverty with hardly no money in my bank account? And these platforms are fucking lying about who's read my manuscript and keeping the money for themselves while me and my kids are fucking suffering. It doesn't make any sense. And then you're using the biotech on me to hurt me. So it's just like, okay, you're getting bamboozled, hoodwinked, gaslit, and everything else. And even when I talk to my mother is the worst, because my mom, and I feel like maybe my mom is just smart. Like, I don't know. Like, I love my mom. Maybe she's just smart. Maybe I should just leave her in her little, you know, Frank Sinatra, slow car moving bubble, where she just acts completely oblivious. It's funny, but it's not. It hurts at the same time. But I feel like maybe it's safe for her, you know, like, my mom drives really slow. She listens to Frank Sinatra, and she is just, she's aware but unaware, you know, because she wants peace in her life. And I respect that. I understand that. I get that. I get that. I get that. I do. I'm like not judging it, and I understand it. And I feel like in a way, I guess she might feel like if we can pretend like it's not happening, then it's not happening. And I'm like, okay, you can pretend that it's not happening, because it's not happening to you, mother, you know, but it is happening to me. And if they get away with the way that they're using it on me, it will happen for other women this way. So it feels isolating, you know, because it's like you're taking up this plight that other women don't really have the burden for, because it's like, well, it's not happening to us, honey. We don't got implants. Nobody burning us. Nobody raping us. You know, like, so it feels a little, and I'm like, yeah, they're not now, but you know, but you don't know what they're doing with it to other women. You don't know how they're, you know, like, it needs to not be used like this on anyone, by anyone. No one should be able to use the biotech this way. So, you know, I said, okay, so I've kind of come to the conclusion that I'm just going to document what happens to me. I'm going to, you know, post and keep telling my truth until I receive justice for what's happened to me. And maybe because I've done this, it won't happen to other women. Maybe I've put all the shit out on Front Street, and it's like people have read it, they understand it, they're vigilant, and the buck stopped with my mouth, you know, like the fact that I've just totally just been a broken record, you know. So I was like, maybe you do have value in being honest and authentic and telling the truth about everything. You know, everything, the good, the bad, and the ugly. And I even said it's possible that I'm helping the ones that are privy, elite, incognito. Maybe, you know, because I know that there's more people walking around like me that don't want their identities to be out there, but maybe there were times where they were being hurt by the biotech, but they felt like they couldn't say anything because they had to protect their identities. Well, I'm saying something for you. I'm saying something for you because I feel like they shouldn't be able to use it on any of us this way. It should not be used this way. There should be accountability for how this biotech is used on people that have it inside their body. You should know the way that it's being used on people that have this biotech in their body. I don't believe that the people who have this biotech in their body should out themselves. I just feel like you'll be considered the other, like X-Men, you know, like people are afraid of you. Like even now, I seen this commercial, I was going to record it, where it was the BDO commercial, and the black girl walked around a corner and she was like, you know, well, humans like certain things. Are aliens coming in there? Who the fuck else are you talking about? Like, but she's not, that's not the only commercials. All these commercials now where they say humans. So where are the aliens at? Please tell me. Let me know. Who, like, why do you need to say humans like this? Like, you know, so, and this came on today, but I felt like, okay, I can see, you know, like gay people, how you wanted to kill all gay people, like how black people, how you wanted to kill all black people. Like, you know, so I was like, okay, so now with the biotech, you know, like you're the other, you know, you're not human. We're all human. It's just some of us have extra things going on with us now that the biotech. So I'm like, okay, I'm speaking for y'all too. There should be accountability for the way that this biotech is used and who's using it and why they're using it. And they shouldn't be, and no one should be able to reach out and contact someone else's body without some way of being able to report it. Like, meaning maybe the whole point is for it to be incognito. Maybe it is supposed to be traceless, but where is my hotline number to report when someone is misusing it? Who's my go-to person to report when bad actors are hurting me with it? Who do I check in with? This is the shits that I'm talking about. But you snuck the fucking shit in my body without me having any way of reporting when I'm hurt or when it's being misused and that the fact that I'm being abused. So now I got the fucking podcast. Now it's out there. Like, I feel like y'all must have wanted this because of the way that you treated me and the way that you used it. You didn't give me an outlet to report misuse and abuse of the biotech. I had to make one for myself. So, anywho, go to my website, NicolaWarren.com. You can donate to me on Cash App as well. That would be grateful. I would be grateful for that. And you can also send me an email to let me know if you read my manuscript, because like people, I feel like their Amazon is lying. Definitely Spotify was lying when they told me I only had 3 listeners. That's a lie. That was a lie. And I have the screenshots from when they told me that. And DC, you should look at how much I have in my bank account. Like, it's fucking ridiculous. And then somebody is sitting here when I say certain things in my room, burning the top of my fucking head and doing shit to me with the biotech. Where's my money to match the electromagnetic waves hitting my skin by some moron trying to silence me because they don't like what I'm saying? So anywho, this is America, right? Land of the free, home of the brave. No one's above the law. Please. So, okay, that's the end of my podcast.